Jeff, let's say somebody wanted to get early episodes of the show. Is that possible?
It is so possible!
If people wanted to get bonus episodes of the show, is that possible?
We got those too!
If people wanted to get like extra stuff, like video hangouts with us and other fans of the show, is that possible?
Dude, I'm telling you, all of that and more is possible. All they gotta do is support the show.
How do they do that?
Go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns, find out all the information you need, and help us continue to make this show. I mean, apologies to Captain Planet.
Apologies to Captain Planet. We've run out of time. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Dinosaurs?
Yeah, we've been talking about them a lot lately.
God, we love dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Never stop loving dinosaurs.
Why would you?
Why? You shouldn't. The moment you stop loving dinosaurs is the moment you're dead inside.
You're dead inside because the dinosaur has to live in all of us. It's the only place it can live because they're extinct now.
Yeah.
The only place it can live is inside you.
But, like, there are probably still dinosaurs, right?
I mean, there's some lost world.
You ever see, like, those Yahoo Answers posts or things on, like, YouTube videos, like, comments where people genuinely ask things like, hey, what came first, dinosaurs or dragons?
Yeah. Or yeah, like, how is Babby formed?
Like, where is what came first, a dinosaur or a dragon, and where would I find a dragon today?
Yeah, can I get myself one of the Megs that the Khaleesi has?
Yeah, I love stuff like that. It's just, I love it and I hate it. Right, like part of me hates it because, come on, you should be smarter. Be smarter. Somebody should have told you. Unless you're 6 years old, somebody should have told you.
Maybe they're 6 years old.
We failed as a society.
Oh, we failed all the time.
Okay, calm the fuck
we
down.
We failed, Anthony.
Just calm the fuck down, dude.
Sorry.
You get 30 seconds.
Now?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Can we talk for a second about how we're doubling down on failure? We are doubling to everything that we did to try to mitigate failure. Now we're just going, fuck it. Let's make it all worse. Let's fuck the planet. Captain Planet is crying because we are fucking ourselves. There's no protections for anything. Let's just dump all the shit into the rivers and lakes. Who cares about knowing anything? Education? We don't need that. Let's put a goddamn idiot in charge of education. I'm sorry, Anthony. I'm sorry.
We actually wrapped up about 10 seconds early. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, just like our planet.
If all we wrap up is 10 seconds early, we're fine.
It's on the
plus or minus 10 seconds.
It's the
10 is fine.
Seconds of galactic time.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Oh, what I was going to say is I partially hate it, obviously, because it's a stupid comment. What came first, dinosaurs or dragons?
Mm.
But I also kind of love it. I also kind of love that people genuinely believe in magic on a certain level.
Okay. I like that.
You know what I mean?
That's a beautiful sentiment.
Here's what's up. We found us a fossil, Jeff.
Ooh.
Not only did we find us a fossil.
Is it a dragon fossil? Are you going to tell me dragons are real right now?
It is three fossilized dragon eggs.
Oh my God, were they in a fire?
They were in a fire.
Oh my God.
And they were destroyed in that fire.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
They weren't birthed in that fire?
They were not birthed in that fire. They were unfortunately destroyed.
Boy, that was a real miscalculation.
Yeah.
Somebody give us the wrong date on that one.
It's a problem. No, we found maybe the best preserved fossil we have ever found.
Of a dinosaur?
Of a dinosaur. Of a notosaur.
Is it a... Oh.
A notosaur, which that is like an ankylosaurus.
Yeah, it's a...
It's like an ankylosaurus, but it doesn't have the big club on its tail.
I was really hoping for one of the more marquee dinosaurs. One of the like real, you know,
what,
I mean, if you're going to
like
say... Like what? You know, like a Triceratops, Tyrannosaurus Rex. I mean, I wasn't going to hope for Tyrannosaurus Rex. That's
crazy.
Your A-list dinosaur, right?
You're never going to find an entire fossilized
perfectly
preserved.
But I was hoping maybe like, you know, like B or C-list, you know, we're talking... Velociraptor would be a real marquee name you could sell to the kids. I don't know about Ankylosaur.
Ankylosaur is great.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And let me tell you something. Not only, and because number one, this is not an Ankylosaur, it's a Notosaur, which is in the same family. This is what the Notosaur looks like. We'll also put it, in the link down below.
I mean, I was...
But here's what's crazy, Jeff.
It's cool.
This is what the fossil looks like.
Whoa!
You would think somebody sculpted a Notosaur.
That does look like Stan Winston Studios presents Notosaur.
It's like somebody ordered a collector's statue.
Yeah, that is.
Can I order a Nodosaur?
Can I get that from
Sideshow?
Sideshow, exactly.
The Hot Toys Nodosaur.
Wow, that is amazing.
It's unbelievable.
How did we just find that now?
Well, here's what's up. There was a miner working in Canada.
See, I don't support that. You got to be of age before you can work, whether in Canada or America.
That is your one. I've given you 30 seconds and your dad joke for the episode.
I feel good about that one.
There was a miner that was excavating down into the water, finding a bunch of stuff that, you know, he would normally find in what we call the bitumen. Mm. The bitumen is like the sludgy kind of fossilized remain stuff, but it's not always a fossil. It's just sort of like the older
But nobody thought to look there before this miner decided to?
Oh, no. I mean, like, as they're excavating, they sometimes find stuff. Like, you know, it's basically like, this is where all of the plants and creatures have broken down and started becoming, like, fossil fuels. This is why they mine, right? So, but this is also, like, sometimes he had found, like, fossilized wood or, like, a tree stump or something like that.
He'd something never for found, bring home to the kids.
Yeah, a little something, a cute thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then this guy's bucket clipped something super, like, much harder than the surrounding rock. Okay. Like, something, like, crazy. Like, obviously, it gave in a way where, whoa, what just happened?
Feels like dinosaur.
Yeah. you know, you don't want to say it out loud.
You
barely want to think it. You don't want to jinx it. You're just, like, you're sitting there, you're grinding through the bitumen every day of your life.
Yeah.
Just waiting for retirement,
you're
right?
You're getting some you know, some tree branches that maybe have have hardened to the point that your son is excited to get them and whittle them into something cool. You can bring home those things every once in a while, but part of you always dreams of finding, let's be honest, finding like a
pterodactyl. I was going to say buried treasure.
Well, you know,
I was going to say like doubloons.
Maybe one of the A-list dinosaurs. You know, you're always hoping for like, you don't want to dream of Tyrannosaurus Rex.
This guy, he finds the Nodosaur and everybody's like, holy shit. Holy shit, he found a dinosaur.
Yeah, I did.
Sean found a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Would you find pterodactyl?
No, not pterodactyl.
Holy shit, Sean found a T-Rex.
You know, I would never hope for a T-Rex. T-Rex is very unlikely. I did not find it.
Sean, water dinosaur, plesiosaur?
No, not even.
You found a plesiosaur?
No, it's not. Any of the ones you probably have ever heard of.
What'd you find, man? Raptor?
It's a Nodosaur.
Oh. Well, that's great, man.
Yeah. It's remarkably well preserved.
Yeah. Who would have thought?
No, I wouldn't.
A Nodosaur down there.
No, I know.
So nuts. Wow. That's really, that's a story you can tell.
You don't have to leave, guys.
That's a story you can really tell.
You don't have to leave, guys. No. You just even see it yet. You haven't even seen it.
Talking respectfully. Talk respectfully until I leave. So he hits something with his bucket and a couple of these rocks pop up that are like a strange color.
Mm.
Not a weird color that a human has never seen before.
It was a new color.
Strange.
They called it poink.
But strange for the surrounding rock. It was like a walnut brown rock. And they were like, what is going on? These looks like strips of fossilized wood. And they go, no, wait, these look like ribs. These look like fossilized ribs.
Wow.
And this is like to miners, not to scientists. This is like, holy shit, that's dino bone.
It's like an idiot could tell it's a bone.
That should and we're not calling these people idiots. We're just saying you didn't need to be a scientist or a researcher to see that this was a dinosaur bone. So what
but
happened
also,
is
these guys were probably
idiots. They turned over one of these lumps and they found like all of these sandy brown discs. And what they found was, holy shit, this is like the armor plating of a dinosaur.
It's quite an amazing thing that this thing was that well preserved. Is this like some sort of area that the dinosaur fell into and then died and then was...
So here's what's up. This is crazy rare, right? Because what we've got is we've got a 2,500-pound mass of stone that has basically a third of this dinosaur perfectly preserved. They're still chipping away at it and getting this fossil.
The other two-thirds, Anthony. Where are the other two-thirds of the dinosaur?
Maybe somewhere in the rock still.
Or maybe you should check that guy's son's shelf. Because maybe
he's playing on like, he's got like a swing set and then like a Nodosaur.
And two-thirds of a notosaur.
Two-thirds of a notosaur with like the little handles that the spring horses have. The
finally,
little springy
he,
rocking
he
horses.
He earned his son's love.
He's just rocking around on a notosaur. Government officials and museum employees keep coming by like, dude, Sean, you have the other two-thirds of this,
no,
right?
No, I don't.
Sean.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Daddy, nope. I'm Dr. Alan Grant!
Yes, you are, son. You keep going.
Why does he keep saying he's Dr. Alan Grant?
He's been reading. He's a voracious
Life
reader.
Life finds a way!
Yes, it does, but son.
He knows that's Ian Malcolm and not Dr. Grant, right? What is going on
knows.
With your dumb son?
He's an idiot. He doesn't know his references.
He doesn't know his references, and I don't have any of these rocks. So here's what happened. So here's what's going on. This notosaur is walking around, winds up doing notosaur stuff, not swiping at things with its club tail because it doesn't have one.
No.
Probably looking at ankylosaurs and being like, fuck.
Yeah.
Why don't I have a club tail?
Or looking at like a pterodactyl and being like, that is so much cooler than me.
Let the pterodactyl thing go. Okay, so this guy's walking around and something kills him. May have been swept up by a flood, they think.
Oh.
Okay?
Flash flood.
Flash flood.
Number one killer of notosaurs.
Number one killer.
Yeah.
Number one killer of notosaurs is actually heart disease. So get your notosaur checked.
That is sad.
It's a silent killer.
They have a terrible diet.
So it gets swept up in a flood. It's floating belly up downriver, kept afloat by the gases that are forming in its body cavity after it dies.
I told you about the diet.
And then it washes out into the seaway. Winds blow it eastward. And after a week floating, its carcass explodes.
Oh, hilarious. I told you.
It sinks down to the ocean floor. Mud kicks up after it falls, surrounds it, gets inside of it, seeps into every part of it.
Wow.
Engulfs and infiltrates the skin and armor, cradling its back. And then all of a sudden, it's preserved.
Wow. All because it ate Taco Bell that one day.
That's it. It had those new chicken chips.
Explosive.
It had chicken chips and a Doritos Locos.
It exploded, allowing us to learn and allowing one man to finally get his son's love.
Steven Taco Bell.
That is a beautiful story.
Of the Steven Taco Bell fortune. So this is like an incredibly rare thing. If it had drifted another few hundred feet, it would have fossilized beyond the property line of this mining company, and we never would have found it.
Well, I bet you a lot of them did, right? I'm sure that flash flood killed more than just one dinosaur.
Unless another ankylosaur set it up to look like a flash flood.
What?
Maybe this dinosaur's wife was having an affair with an ankylosaur because she really was like...
She got club tail envy.
Loves the club tail.
You know, they always do.
And they work together to create a flash flood.
That's what they do.
That destroys this poor dinosaur.
First you get a flood.
Yeah.
And then you flash it. You flashify it. It's flashed. You flash the flood. And then now it's weaponized. Now you can use it to kill your enemies.
Once again, we are not detectives or scientists.
No. But I think we put this one together pretty well.
What's crazy is this is the most like well-preserved thing we've ever seen. It's unbelievable. We are able now to see how all of the plating on its back worked, how all of the spines and spikes. It has two giant horns that kind of come out from its shoulders and not
Crazy.
Its head.
Wow.
And they think that is for a couple of reasons. Like number one, obviously to scare away predators, but number two, possibly to attract mates.
Yeah.
Not only that, but the
because you
armor,
don't have a
you don't have a tail with a club on it.
Compensate
your
somehow.
Wife's looking around at all these other dinosaurs.
You're like, look at these horns, baby.
And she's like, yeah, horns.
No, I got them too, right here. Woohoo!
Yeah, you certainly do.
Keep eyes over here, babe, honey. Look at these.
Like, you gotta quit skipping tail day.
Dang it, I hate tail day.
Everybody hates tail day. But we can also see how its armor plating. Like all hooked together. We can see some of its coloring.
Wow.
We can see the spacing between its spines and spikes and see how, these are exactly far enough apart to where anything that tried to attack it from the back would either get wedged in or couldn't get like a good hold.
Mm.
It's really kind of amazing.
So is there any chance that there's more in this area or is this the one fossil that we found?
I mean, there's always a chance that there's more.
Let's figure that out. Let's maybe put some resources there and see if we got more. Maybe there's like some A-list dinosaurs down there.
Quit knocking this Notosaur, man. I mean, this thing is dope. It looks so good. It looks like a loading screen in Skyrim. That's how well preserved it is.
It does look exactly like a loading screen in Skyrim.
It's kind of unbelievable.
Yeah, that is true. Can I rotate it like that? And like the loading screens, that is pretty bad.
If you can, it will fall apart instantly.
Damn it.
One of the things that they mention in this, which I think is absolutely fascinating because I didn't really think about it. You know, you always see in the movies, the archaeologists like tapping away and brushing.
Yeah, they're always brushing.
They call removing a fossil from the bedrock like this, trying to get compressed talcum powder out of solid concrete.
Oh, so a reference anybody can get.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's an analogy that we can all relate
to. That we all can relate to, right. Knowing the chemical properties of talcum powder and the rigidity of compressed talcum powder.
Yeah.
But no, I think what he's trying to get across is like, this is an extremely delicate structure, right? If you,
and some idiot just knocked into it with his bucket.
I mean, imagine like damp sand, right?
Yeah.
You know, and then you come and you knock damp sand and it all falls apart.
Yeah.
They're trying to get a sand castle out of the center of concrete.
That's pretty amazing. That is amazing that they can do that.
And that's why we actually found this in 2011. Oh. It's just being reported on now because it has taken
brushing that long.
It is so delicate.
So much brushing.
As they were pulling it out, it was in like a 55,000 pound rock. And it was so heavy. The structure of it was so heavy that it actually broke into three separate pieces as they were trying to pull it out of the water.
Don't.
And they were like, dude, how are we going to do this? Like, we have to figure out a way to get this out and preserve it.
Yeah.
And they actually covered it in like wet plaster covered burlap.
Huh.
And wrapped it all up and like soaked it in this burlap, this plaster Crazy. Burlap, and put it into a truck and drove it away.
Wow. Huh.
Because like the wet plaster all surrounding held it together just enough.
Just to begin the brushing process.
Dude, this is why we never find dinosaurs.
Well, the
Have
thing,
you ever thought about how crazy this is?
It's crazy. It's amazing that this dude found it. It's amazing that they then were able to extract it and keep it in such a complete state. But it is also kind of amazing to me that here we are in 2017, but 2014 when this happened.
2011.
11, excuse me. This late date that we're still finding new fossils.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like
it's because we keep digging deeper and deeper for the fossil fuels and destroying our planet.
Oh, the fracking is what's
and
doing
we're just
it.
Gonna keep finding more.
This was a miner who did find it. You're it makes a good point.
This is an energy company that did find it.
Yeah.
This is not a scientist that was out looking for dinosaurs.
Just rip our planet asunder, and who knows what riches we will find.
Who knows? And that's why we have to keep doing
that's
it.
That's why we have to just tear into the crust.
We
of
must
our planet.
Rend and tear. This entire planet with our teeth,
just
with the molars
it.
Of commerce and science together.
It is hiding secrets and we must find them.
I will root the secrets out of this planet, drill by drill.
That's right.
Bucket by bucket. I will learn what you are hiding from me, planet.
You will not
Even
survive
as
the process.
It kills us both.
Yeah.
Which it will.
The knowledge will be so delicious as we delve into destruction.
Can you imagine if we find a T-Rex though? Like that's kind of
worth like
it.
That's like A-list.
That's like kind of worth
that
it.
That would be the shit. That's really, you know.
One other detail before we wrap this up that I just think is really lovely. One of the people that is one of the researchers that is helping to remove the fossil right now.
Yeah.
In his office has a giant Night at the Museum poster with the dinosaur and Ben Stiller.
Like that's like his favorite thing,
like,
man.
That's the poster he has on the wall. And I'm just like, of course, that's so good.
Well, if somebody made a movie with Ben Stiller called Evening with a Couple of Podcasters, we'd probably put it up in our office too, right? You know?
Yeah.
It's like in your wheelhouse.
Just like two wacky podcasters locked in a podcast after midnight. When all the podcasts come to life.
That's right. That would be a
Ira Glass comes to life after midnight.
Oh man. Ben Stiller and Ira Glass just cracking wise.
When Ronan Mars comes to life after midnight and explains the different hinges on various lawn chairs. That's an exciting time to be locked
Mark
in the podcast.
Mark Maron is just, you know, the statue of Mark Maron starts
just asking
to
people if they're good.
Articulate.
Are we good? Are we good? Anyway, I hope you listen to other podcasts. And I hope you like dinosaurs. This is super fascinating to me. And
it's amazing.
It's wonderful that like we are still finding these things, no matter how we find them.
Right. No matter how far down the list of cool dinosaurs they are, it's still
It's still amazing that, and we're still learning new things from it.
Right.
Like, that's what's crazy, is we are learning new things about this particular family of dinosaur.
Maybe what we need to do is make nodosaurs cool.
I think nodosaurs are cool.
They're empirically not.
All right. Well, probably a cartoon about a nodosaur that gets frozen.
Now we're talking.
Out and is like really good at rollerblading. Or
yes, I like where you're going with this.
Like a backwards cap. I don't know. Like, yeah. Maybe the nodosaur lives in a mall. Like, he lives in a mall.
I love it.
And
it's
he hides.
Yeah, but he hides in plain sight.
But like the cool kids know that the nodosaur lives in the mall.
Yeah, he hides in plain sight because no one would think it's an actual dinosaur, because they think of dinosaurs as like pterodactyls.
On his shoulder? Yeah. A cool worm.
Oh, the cool worm.
A little cool worm, and they work together.
That's season two, man. Don't skip ahead. No. You don't want to, we'll see how our ratings are sitting after season
don't
one.
Don't poochie your poochie. How about them dinosaurs, y'all?
Yeah. Are you into it? What do you think? You want to
Nodosaurs are cool, right? Nodosaurs are
cool. I mean, we're going to make them cool, but right now.
Send us your ideas to make nodosaurs cool.
Is this the first time you've ever heard of a nodosaur?
Probably.
Yes, it is.
It's an ankylosaur.
Uh-huh.
Basically, but not really. Look, just
a less cool ankylosaur.
Just send your suggestions on how to make a nodosaur cool. Mm-hmm. You can hashtag those Night at the Museum. And I'm at A Carboni on Twitter.
At Jeff Cannata.
You can also send in those suggestions. Concerned citizen Mike McDaniel has been doing a wonderful job in the Facebook group of posting discussion threads for every episode.
Oh, man, so cool.
So go to the Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/wehaveconcerns. You can also discuss it on the subreddit, which is wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. I think nodosaurs are cool, though.